My name's David Vecht, and I'd like to share my living book, my story about my brother and his crazy dream. So you see, I used to do this job called tree planting, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. You plant trees, and you do this way out in the bush. So what happens is you end up being in a tent for like 2 to 3 months at a time. So you have to plant trees all day long, and then you come home and you have to sleep in a tent. It's a pretty hardcore job. Well, anyways, when you're out tree planting, sometimes you have pretty crazy dreams. Like, often you're planting so many trees, you have like dreams about planting trees and all sorts of things like that, or about wildlife and things like that. So my brother and I, my brother's younger than me by about 5 years, and he and I were tree planting together, and we shared a tent. And there was one night, I can remember very clearly, that I couldn't sleep. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep because it was raining really hard, and all the rain was hitting the tent pretty hard. So what we did is, well, I was just sitting there in my sleeping bag, and I tried to think of something before I could fall asleep, but my brother was sound asleep, and he had his sleeping bag right up to his neck, and he had his arms down on his sides like this, and he was sleeping right on his back, sound asleep. So here I am, wide awake, can't sleep, when all of a sudden, my brother starts shaking like crazy in his sleeping bag. He's like, like that, and all of a sudden, he rips his sleeping bag right off of his whole body. He's just like, gets it off, shoots it right off of his feet, and kicks his sleeping bag right off into the corner of the tent. He's so, like, freaked out. He's got his eyes wide open, but I don't think he's really awake, because why would he do that, right? So then he's looking around everywhere. He looks everywhere, and all of a sudden he sees his hand, and he grabs his wrist like this, and he goes, he starts swacking his arm onto his knee really, really hard, back and forth like that. And I'm like, Jonathan, wake up. I think you're having a really seriously bad dream. So I shake him a bit, and he's like this, and he looks at me kind of startled, and he looks over, and he looks around again. He's like, what the? There was a rodent in my sleeping bag. And I kind of figured it out. What happened was his arm had fallen asleep in his sleeping bag. And so what happens when your arm falls asleep is you can't feel it at all, right? But if it hits your body, it feels like somebody else's hand or whatever, right? So it hit his body, and he thought something was in his sleeping bag. And the more he jostled around, the more it started hitting his leg. So he had to rip it all off. And then when he saw his arm in a half-dreamy state, he thought it was a rodent, like a big rat or something. So he grabbed and he tried to shake it to death. So that's a story about my brother and his crazy, crazy dream. I laughed really hard when it happened, and yeah, I'm glad he was okay in the end.